I'm Allison Ox, and you're listening to The Things They Ask, the show where we look at questions asked by kids and young adults, and this social worker's best answer to them. Today I have a question from someone who wishes to remain anonymous, a girl, aged 17. If you break up with someone, is it expected that they delete your nudes without having to ask? Hello, 17-year-old anonymous girl. I understand why you didn't want your name mentioned, by the way. I wouldn't either. How about I just call you Jane Doe? So, Jane, I have some sad news for you. Unfortunately, you cannot expect this kind of behavior from an ex-partner. I so wish we lived in a world where deleting private information, messages, and even nudes from an ex was as common as saying, "Pardon me," when you bump into somebody on the street. But we are sadly many moons from that kind of respectable behavior on and offline. It seems like it is a bit late for me to lecture you about sexting or even give you advice on past mistakes. I'm not going to go down that road today, Jane. I would, however, like to calm you down a bit because you are obviously worried and, well, you should be a little bit worried. There are loads of unethical people out there who will hang on to nudes and share them around. I think that they are all jerks. Each and every one of them should be ashamed. If you are listening and you have done this before, please, please go home and clean up your phone. Really, do it today. Delete those images of your ex. So what should you do, Jane? I mean, like right now, at this very moment, I would absolutely contact that person and ask them to delete the images. I don't know how your breakup was, but I would always advise that breakups be face-to-face with an instant deleting of pictures that could be embarrassing. Sitting down with someone, staring them in the eye, and deleting pictures together will up your chances of this going well. There is, however, no guarantee that these images are truly deleted, and there never will be. So maybe, just maybe, you want to think about this choice of yours. Was it a good choice? I would definitely rethink sending anything that you could be embarrassed about in the future. Just so you know, Jane, I have talked to hundreds of teens, done a survey, and interviewed people about their sexting, and the fact is, there is a lot of nervousness and regret about this. There are also a lot of stories where this has gone very wrong. If you are a minor and your pictures are being shared around, reach out to an adult and get help. This is illegal. There are international agencies who will help you. To all of those parents and grandparents listening today, have a conversation with your children about online ethics and such things as sexting. They need our help, not for us to point fingers and shame them. Ask yourself what you would have done with a smartphone as a teen. It's a pretty scary thought. Then, and only then, start the conversation. But Jane, if you are losing sleep over this or feel anxious, maybe you can work with a counselor or a therapist. It might help you to let go of the past and move forward making choices that you are comfortable with from here on out. I'm Allison Ox, answering your questions. If you have any questions or your kids have questions, you can send them in to me. With your age, please, at studio@worldradio.ch. You can leave out your name if you'd prefer to, or ask for it to be kept private, just like today's question. You'll find other questions I've answered at worldradio.ch/thethingstheyask. Until next week.